Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Patrick Creighton and Sean Bajani. That is me, and he is him. Christopher Santiago producing. Hit us up if you'd like to be a part of the show. 713-572-4610. It's been a while. I had to think about the phone number. I was about to give you my phone number. Don't want to do that.
You do, because you know if you need a fan, you better call Sean.
Yeah, you know, I need to get a work number for that. Again, need to do that. But yeah. Better call Sean, for sure. Need a fence. Doing one tomorrow. I'm going to come in smoked tomorrow. Just be prepared. Just saying. Hit us up on Twitch, YouTube, if you'd like to watch the show, see all this craziness, and have a little fun with us, talk a little crap, join the chats. Heard this in the 5 o'clock hour, confirmed. I knew it was a thing, and his name had been kind of thrown out there with some other veteran running backs. But Nick Chubb is officially a Houston Texan now. They were talking about it on the drive. He passed his physical. I think Ian Rappaport had the confirmation report on that one. So Chubb's going to be a Texan for 1 year worth $2.5 million. Could be worth up to $5 million. You know, the incentives and stuff. Like, you know, you stay healthy and you're actually good. We'll see. Chubb is what? He's 29. 29 years old. Former second-round pick out of Georgia, and has spent miraculously all of his career to this point with the Cleveland Browns. And last year, PC was not good, though he was coming off a knee injury that he'd suffered in the 23 season.
He was coming off torn ACL.
Mm-hmm. And so the Texans are taking a flyer. And I've heard some takes on this. I've heard some good ones, and I've heard some not so good ones. The good ones is kind of where I side with this, in that, hey, this is very low risk and potentially high reward if you're the Texans. And it reminded me of something that the Texans did around this time last year. If you recall, it was actually in July when the Texans had signed Cam Akers, the former Viking. And he was also very injury-riddled. In fact, it was not once, but two Achilles injuries that he was trying to come back from. And so the Texans signed him, made it through training camp. And if memory serves, we were like, dude, Cam Akers looks pretty dang good. And then, you know, he got into a couple of games and looked okay, you know, in you know, very sparingly, you know, playtime with the Texans, and they end up trading him. I think it was like mid-October or something like that, back to the Vikings. And I think he ended up doing next to nothing for the Vikings last year. I don't know if he got hurt or was banged up again or whatever the case may be, but it reminded me of the whole Akers thing, because you remember at the time last year, okay, you had Joe Mixon, you had Damian Pierce, Dorian Gumbawale. There was no Woody Marks in the fold. And there was certainly the need for, you know, a proven backup running back. And maybe Cam Akers could have been that guy. I remember at one point in time last year saying, boy, if the Texans still had Cam Akers, maybe this would have been a good thing, because he looked pretty good when he was here.
So Cam, after he got to the Vikings, backup, I would say almost like a third running back, 64 carries, 297 yards, touchdown, average 4.6 yards per carry.
Yeah, pretty good.
It was 3.7 with the Texans.
Yeah, 3.7.
Behind
he had like one really good game with the Texans. I think he ended up scoring a touchdown 1 week, and then they traded him that week.
Behind a line that was ass.
Yeah.
Ass.
Nick Chubb, I think on the surface, you got to feel pretty good about that. If I don't know what negative you could possibly say, though. I heard and I saw some stuff out there that I think is pretty wild. Why people don't like this deal. It's just, it's crazy to me. Like, to me, it's just low risk, high reward, and that's it. It's
what
Nick
is there
freaking
not
Chubb
to like about it? It's a $2.5 million deal, which realistically, doesn't become fully guaranteed until, what, the day the season starts?
Yeah, you're making my point for me.
Before he got injured, his yards per carry since 2018, 5.2, 5.5, 5.6, mm-hmm. 5.5, 5.6, 1. Like, you don't want that guy. I get he came off of a serious knee injury. Last year, he only played sparingly in 8 games as they very gently worked him back in, and he broke his foot. Mm. But a broken foot is not changing the outlook of your career arc. And now that he is a full year removed from that injury, you're looking for him to be a little more like himself, and you're also asking him to do part-time duty behind Joe Mixon. So it's, can you be healthy? Can you show us some of what you did when you were in Cleveland? They're not looking for him to.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be an explosive burner and rip off 40-yard runs. What they want is the physicality.
Mm-hmm.
What they want is the versatility. This is a guy who knows how to pick up a blitz. Can catch the ball out of the backfield, can run between the tackles, can run outside, has excellent field vision. These are the things that they're looking for him. And you know what? Not for nothing. To have this kind of guy along with Joe Mixon in the same running back room through camp.
If it works out.
With all these younger guys, mm-hmm. teaching them how to see the field. How to look for things. Hey, when you see this, make this cut. When you see this alignment, look here. Like the knowledge accumulated by a guy who's been a 4-time Pro Bowler and a second team All Pro.
Yeah, and to me, not even that, PC. But look, the Texans are getting a new play caller, offensive coordinator. They're shuffling things up on the offensive line. Like, the more perspective, like from the outside, that you can have on learning a new offense and a new scheme. Like, the ability to have somebody to ask questions to and, you know, bounce things off of that's done it in a different scheme, organization, that's helpful too. And done it really well, like Nick Chubb has, and you mentioned Joe Mixon.
If he can be 85%,
that's a win,
of what he used to be,
uh-huh.
in 7 to 10 carries a game behind Joe, so that Joe doesn't have to play every damn snap, because that's kind of what they did to Joe last year. He played every damn snap.
Yeah.
And he'd have 25, 30 carry games. Well, if Joe can have 18 carries a game and Chubb can have 8 to 9 carries a game and they're effective, that makes everybody healthier, stronger, and more effective. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And if Chubb can't be that guy, then they will let him go. And no harm, no foul.
Or you can trade them. You have reference for what you did last year with Cam Akers. If it's just not working out, and if you deem that, you know what, yeah, this guy's okay, but we don't really need him, which I highly doubt. And that means, if that decision's made, that means Dameon Pierce has taken a next step. Because you recall, Dameon Pierce had one good game last season in October, 18. And then the Texans ended up, like, effectively said, you know what? We don't need this Cam Akers fella. Damian's going to be fine. And then Damian wasn't fine. And then you ran Joe Mixon damn near into the ground.
Well, we have no idea if Damian would have been fine because he didn't come field.
Well, after that, like, I mean, his chances. You remember he had that 100-yard touchdown run or whatever it was. And then it was like, whoa, maybe he's back. Texans trade Akers. And then Pierce, yeah, as you said, like, he was given very limited opportunity. And in the Texans ran Joe Mixon into the ground. He was on pace for a career high in, like, everything. And then they kind of pumped the brakes on him towards the end of the season.
When you look at the Texans running back room, like, well, if Chubb is here, then who are they getting rid of? Right now, they're not getting rid of anybody. Like, there's this thing called injuries.
Yeah.
They happen.
Yeah.
You don't make decisions on who's in and who's out until the very end of August, when you have to cut down rosters. That's when you make decisions. In the meantime, you let competition go. And I, like, everybody's like, oh, what are we going to do with minicamp? I need to see this. I need to see that.
Yeah.
There's only one friggin' thing that I need to see in minicamp. One freaking thing. I'll tell you what it is next.
Ooh, tease.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.